Welcome back, everyone. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Friday Eve, and that means you're just a wee bit more than 24 hours away from yet another segment called Ask Maggie, where you can ask me anything you would like. If you have a question for me, please send that in at our text line, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or feel free to email in your questions at askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. And don't forget why this is a fun little bit that we do, because I'm supposed to answer your questions in 30 seconds or less, or 60 seconds or less. And if you've been listening to me for more than just today, you know that that is indeed a challenge for me. And especially because of that, and because I need to talk less, I've got two fabulous gentlemen joining me for this first half hour of the Maggie Dawn Show this afternoon. My special Thursday co-host, Tom Paulswitz, and he and I are joined by Marquette University law professor and pollster Charles Franklin. Again, gentlemen, thank you for being here. Tom?
Our pleasure. Professor Franklin, it's very curious, because not only your poll, but a whole bunch of polls in the last 3 or 4 weeks show that President Trump's favorability, unfavorability rating is pretty much locked in. But when you drill down into what he's doing, it seems to be very unfavorable. Do you have like any insight into that, or any way to get at that more through polling?
Yeah, we see a couple of things on specific questions about things he's doing. Some are a little more popular, some are less popular. But almost everything we ask about has a majority of Republicans supporting the president's actions. And so that's one thing that holds up his overall approval and provides some support on these policies, is support from his GOP base. But let me give you some examples. We asked, does the president have the authority to freeze spending and close agencies? Or is this beyond the president's power and he needs congressional approval to do it? Only 40% said he has that authority. 59% said he needs congressional approval. However, with Republicans, 74% believe it's within the president's power to freeze spending and close agencies. And this week, of course, tariffs has been very much in the news. Only 32% in Wisconsin say tariffs help the economy. 51% say they hurt the economy. 16% say they don't know, or rather that they don't have much effect either way. But again, among Republicans, a solid majority, 61%, think tariffs will help the economy. On the other hand, 50% of independents and 92% of Democrats think they hurt the economy. So there are two examples where the closures, which have strong Republican support, and tariffs, which are a bit less Republican support, both of those over the whole population are bad for President Trump, hurting his standings.
It's fascinating to me, Professor, that while nearly three quarters of Republicans may believe that a president has the right to shut our departments without congressional approval, that says nothing about the fact of that matter, which Tom and I will discuss a little bit later on this afternoon. I wanted to ask you about independents, Professor, because yeah, it is where all of the action is, independents and swing voters. What did your poll tell us about the opinions now these 4 weeks in, when your poll was in the field, 4 weeks into President Trump's second term? How are independents feeling?
Yeah, and they are fairly negative about Trump. Independents in Wisconsin make up about 13% of registered voters. So it's not a huge group, but of course, as close as our elections are, they're very important. And independents lean towards Trump in the fall, so that's also important. But in terms of simple job approval, 39 approve, 60% disapprove. And compare that to March of 2017, when it was 42 approve, 32 disapprove. So he was a net plus 10 in 2017. He's a net minus, 21 now. And when we go through these policy issues on most of the policies, not all, but most independents disagree with Trump's positions rather than support them.
Absolutely. A fascinating swing comparing the same time in Trump's second term as opposed to the same time in Trump's first term. That is a nearly 30-point difference or swing from how independents were viewing him in the first term versus this, and now solidly net negative to the tune of 21 points. Tom, let's find out more about Elon, shall we?
Yeah, the question is you polled on Elon Musk's favorability, unfavorability rating. Any insight into the results that came back from that question?
Yeah, he's solidly net negative, 41 favorable, 53 unfavorable. 6% say they don't know enough about Musk to have an opinion of him. And again, if we come back to the party gap, 81% of Republicans are favorable to Musk, but 58% of independents unfavorable and 97% of Democrats unfavorable. So we see here again this huge party polarization, and we see independents very negative, 29 favorable, 58 unfavorable.
Yeah, and that just shows the swing state that we are. I guess one question I'd love to see answered at some point is if you are a Trump-only voter, so if you go to the polls only when Trump's on the ballot, what is your level of excitement to vote in these other elections? Because we've seen huge swings in people voting in the Trump elections versus the non-Trump elections. Have you ever thought about asking that question?
We have thought about it, and we've looked at the actual voter file, which is whether people really voted or not, not what they told us in the poll.
Exactly.
We found 20% who voted in 2020 and voted in 2020. I'm sorry, I misspoke. 2020. They voted in the fall election last year for president, and they also voted in the midterm election in 2022. But they did not vote in the spring election in 2023. And that made up 20% of registered voters in the state.
Wow.
Yep. That's an important group, whether they turn out or don't turn out. But it's a group that, well, they did vote in the midterm, so Trump wasn't on the ballot then. But for our April 1st turnout, that's the issue. In 23, we set a record for turnout with about 50% of registered voters voting. But in 2024, last November, it was 88%.
We shall see. Let's watch this April. Thank you, Professor Charles Franklin. Folks, I've got Tom Paulswitz sticking around with me. You're going to want to stick around, too. We're going to dig into those tariffs when we come back right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.